from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I did see a question earlier as we were talking about Colorado. Travis Hunter. Let's talk about this for about 5 seconds.
Okay.
Quarterback or wide receiver in the NFL?
Well, I think you go and play in both.
That's not going to happen.
No, I understand right. that, but I don't. Why would you limit somebody? Like
injury.
We want no, but I mean, like we put people in boxes, right? Like, oh, is he a pitcher? Like this Cags guy, right? Is he going to be a pitcher? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be a hitter? Well, let's see what he can do. Why not let him do both? Look what we did with Ohtani. We let him do both, and my God, he's the best player in baseball.
But to be fair, is this been the best year Ohtani's had in his career?
Hitting-wise, yeah, and he's not pitching. Yeah, so people would say that, but he's a Cy Young candidate when he right. pitches, and he's an MVP candidate when he hits,
right? I mean, he's going
hits,
to win
right?
MVP in the NL.
Yeah, no.
Right? I mean, it's over.
It's over. There,
pretty much,
yeah.
Which I thought the stat was crazy. I don't know if I brought this up yesterday.
Did you see the line for his bobblehead dolls, by the way, the
it
other
was
day?
Outside the stadium.
It was the first time Dodger fans showed up on time.
And they didn't use the carpool lane.
Right.
I will say this.
That's a good one. That's people a deep one. That's good, though. I like it a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, for $50, fellas.
Yeah.
Hey, Marty, let me sit in the seat.
Right. This is my dad's seat, Larry.
Your dad's dead. Either way, it is definitely death over there. I'm sorry. I keep looking at the sky.
It is dark.
But no, I think that.
Is this the first morning you've worked where a real like true storm has rolled through at this hour?
I mean,
like, oh, my God. Here it comes.
I've been here for some gnarly nights on after hours where the station got hit by lightning. And Julio and I both were like, are we alive? Or is this like the is this purgatory?
Right.
Anyways, Travis Hunter, I think will be a corner in football. In
you do.
I do. I just think that like he probably is telling me with two middle fingers, have you seen the receiver market, which we can get into Brandon Ayuk a little bit later. As I tweeted at Ben Maller last night, I was like, so far I'm okay. Right. And obviously Ben joined us yesterday. He'll join us again next week and the week after, and you'll get his chicken strips at the landing. But I think that he plays wide receiver. If the money, but I think he would be better as a corner. And that's just my opinion, but Travis Hunter is a stud. I can't wait to watch all of his games.
I think when you have a guy though like that, and he's coming into the league, you draft him as an athlete, and you let him see, are you better as a corner or as a wide receiver? When that team drafts you, you know he has the ability to do both. Don't put him in a box. Don't paint him as one or the other. Say, go out here, and we're going to play on offense and defense in practice, and we're going to see where you excel the most at.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with both of you, actually. I think he's a better corner, but I'd play him at both. I think he's too electric and too talented to not try and utilize it. It's both.
Or you say he's a corner, but like use him once in a while on offense or something like that. Like, I think it's a unique situation, and we try to keep everything so buttoned up and neat, and what position is this guy, what position is that guy. Dude's an athlete. Dude can play both sides of the ball. We're gonna draft him in the top 10, whoever you are, Carolina, whatever team is in the top 10 drafting, and we're going to bring him in and we're going to see where he excels and what he does best. I mean, so we're drafting an athlete. We're drafting a guy that could be a cornerback. He could be a wide receiver. And after OTAs and mini camp and all that nonsense that goes through, we'll figure out where he goes and who knows what we're going to do with him. Like, that's a great problem to have, because I think Travis Hunter is going to be a great player in this league.
Mm-hmm. Booty pumps, goes.
Did you stay up and watch that Minnesota game last night?
That thing didn't start till like 9:30 last night.
Welcome to Colorado last year, dude.
Right,
in the Pac-12.
That's right. Yeah.
Utah, you know, USC.
Booty pumps goes.
Yeah. That sort of audio is going to keep me up late, Bob. I'm sorry, but like when you have General Booty on a team,
for ULM, booty pumps goes. Got a man open. It's caught. It's Wells. Corner. End zone. Touchdown, Warhawks. The first touchdown of the 2024 campaign for ULM.
Where's that guy calling the game from?
From the basement in the movie Saw 1.
I mean, my God. Is that guy in the John?
Like, the key to that handcuffed is in the bathtub. Game over. I just can't believe that we finally have it.
Booty. Yeah. Pumps. Goes.
That's the best soundbite this Manning? Show's had since Cooter.
Booty. Pumps. Goes.
Speaking of booty pumps.
Cooter.
Yes, I mean, that is both in the same bathroom corner. Speaking yeah. of corners and all that sort of thing, we saw the Chiefs kind of in some other stuff, right?
The Cooter is the number one
seed. The greatest trabafesco in the morning of all time.
I mean, it is.
Cooter.
I mean, where is he? Why is he in, like,
Cooter or Romeo?
I don't know. I don't know if he is, like, in the SeaWorld tank, like, cleaning out. They're like, what's the name of this whale? Cooter.
Cooter.
Yeah, sorry, Romeo.
Yeah.
Cooter's got a knee.
where is Cooter, though? Like, is
Jim
he coaching? Yeah.
We can find out.
He's a Tennessee guy. Is he coaching? The last I heard, he was coaching the Lions, but I don't think he's there anymore.
He is the offensive coordinator for the Colts.
The Colts?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Cooter.
Arugula, Cooter. He looks like a Jim Bob Cooter too.
He does. Yes. Yes.
Like four different hairstyles.
Yeah. He's bald.
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah.
Sure doesn't look like it.
Oh, that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I see what you're saying. Like really, really tight, tight.
He could probably bring it home if he wanted to. 40 years old from Fayetteville.
Yeah. He was friends with Peyton Manning in college. I think like they were like somehow connected or whatever. Like maybe he was Peyton's backup quarterback at Tennessee. There's some Tennessee connection there with Jim Bob Cooter. You can do a deep dive on
Is Jim Bob Cooter or is James Robert Cooter better nickname for him?
Well, first of all, why are you naming somebody James Robert? You know they're going to call him Jim Bob.
Jim Bob.
And you're not giving that guy an opportunity.
James Robert sounds like...
Come on,
like,
Randy!
Yeah, James Robert sounds like a college you go to because you had a 1.86 GPA and you got to get somewhere to D1 in
that
a couple
was like
years.
Where my mother's brother went back in the day, Bob Jones University or something like that, named after a guy as like the only place that was open.
Yeah, that's just crazy. I just cannot get over that. Booty pumps.
Uh-huh.
Booty pumps. Goes.
Is that Peyton Manning, though? It does sound like Peyton to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the way that he says it, it's like you know what he's doing.
Yeah, they had Peyton Manning on the 9:30 ULM game last night.
Well, they did. They tried to ease him in instead of just giving him the number one game like Tom Brady.
Welcome to Omaha Productions. Our number one play is...
Booty pumps. Goes.
It sounds just like Peyton.
Mm. You a booty guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Brioche.
He's good.
Brioche. Booty, pumps, goes.
He's been in college football longer than the football's been in college football, right? Like Jim David Booty, what's his name?
James, I don't know. Jim Bob
General
Booter.
Booter. General Booty, right?
General Booty.
General Booty.
He's played for every college football team, I feel like. Like he started at like Ohio State and now he's down to ULM. Like he's kind of bounced down the rung of places to play in college football. Next year he'll be playing for Texas Lutheran University.
Lutheran? Oh, okay. I thought you said... No, never mind.
TLU is my first job.
I thought you said Texas Lucifer University. Like,
no, Lutheran. Texas okay. Lutheran
okay,
University.
Lucifer, great show. It's just going to keep happening. Rep the team, 15. Do your thing, 15. Them other teams hate when you on the scene cause you stepping on their dreams, 15. Just keep your nose clean, 15. Everything ain't what it seems, 15. Just hit Travis down the scene, 15. Bet that slow the defense down like some lean, 15. Wreck-a-wrecking scheme, 15. Here go a mean, 16. Back in 2016, they telling us you need work. The whole time you proving those reactions, there was knee jerk. Ski skirt, Lil Hezzy, coasting down the sideline. Titans game, we remember that.
We'll
play more of that. That's the new Chiefs song coming out. We might. Cody Tapp's got some challengers. Just saying.
I kind of like the Royals song from yesterday a little bit better. Okay. I don't know.
You got it ready to go?
You got it ready. You got it up there, Mac. You got to have that song.
We're bad on clock management. We got to get out of here. We're turning into Dion.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.